Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family of the Most High God. Greetings, precious Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for making your home with us, for doing everything so that we can partake and flow and enjoy the God quality of life, which is a God quality of love, God quality of truth. It's now available. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Thank you for this word. Just breathe life into it, Father God, so that we can appropriate it to be blessed, refreshed, and with your mercies that are new every morning, and also to share with others in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Galatians chapter 3. And it's 19 to 22. And reading from the TPT, it says it nice and clearly.
Why then was the law given at all? It was given alongside the promise to show people their sins. But the law was designed to last only until the coming of the seed, the child, who was promised. When God gave the law, he gave it first to angels. They gave it to Moses, his mediator, who then gave it to the people. Now, a mediator doesn't represent just one party alone, but God fulfilled it all by himself. Since that's true, should we consider the written law to be contrary to the promise of new life? How absurd! Truly, if there was a law that we could keep, which would give us new life, then our salvation would have come by law-keeping. But the scriptures make it clear that the whole world is imprisoned by sin. This was so the promise would be given through faith to people who believe in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. You know, we praise God that the idea for man, the idea for the world, all comes from God. And when we see man was never meant to be children of the devil, walking in deception. Man was meant to, mankind is the children of God. He created them as his children, and he desires godly offspring. And also so with the world. This world is, God is perfect and his works are perfect. And so the world was given and made for man. And this is what we need to understand now, and the goodness of God that has now come. The law came just to let man see they need a savior, that they can't do it. Man, this is not of man. It's not of his children. This is coming from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the ones that designed this at the beginning. They're the ones that formed this beautiful world, and then formed the first beautiful men in Adam and Eve. And that's the original intention. And then the walk that we could see with Adam and Eve, enjoying God and God enjoying them, and partaking of all the beauty around them, and growing in maturity. But then the fall came, and that's all the law done, was just to come to let man know they need God to move on their behalf. And that's what has happened. It's not going to happen. It's already happened. It's us that's now got to wake up to this and know that the God quality of life, eternal life, is found in knowing the Father and Son. And in knowing the Father and Son, we know love. And we surrender to love, and then we wake up to love. And love is light, and love is freedom, and love is peace. And then that's what we experience, and that's what we share. So that has come into this world 2,000 years ago already, and is restored us in every way. And now it's just a outworking. It's God bringing about his kingdom in first expressed in Jesus in every way, and then later on expressed in the disciples, in the kingdom, in their dedication, in their fulfilling the walk that was laid out for their lives, which spoke about a God that is with them. Lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. And so they've run their race. Now it's us that's got this goodness. It's everything pertaining to life that is here. Everything pertaining to life is everything pertaining to love. And everything pertaining to love is everything pertaining to the God quality of life, eternal life. And so that's it. So the more we're getting to know that, the more we are getting to walk in our inheritance and help bringing this kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, because that's it. Everything's been made by a God of love, and then everything is getting fulfilled by the God of love, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit together with us as the body arises. Because what did Jesus purchase? He purchased a body. He saved a body that is a bride, that is a flock that listens to him and is faithful to him. So it's time for the flock, the body, the branches, the bride of Christ to arise and shine, because it's time to fill this earth. The body is the church. It's the fullness of Christ that is here to fill the earth. And just as it says, Jesus is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet, the Bible is also very clear, the end of Ephesians chapter 1, that the body fills all in all. And as a part of the body, as a part of the church, as a part of the ecclesia, it says in Romans 16:19-20, be babes to evil, but wise to what is good. What is good? Love is good. God quality of life is good. Knowing the Father and Son is good. So stay in tune with the love that has been revealed morning by morning, and extend, take hold of that love for yourself and share it with others. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Lord, for your great love.
Amen.